It can't control you through worry and desire. It is one or the other. You either serve God, or you become open to slavery to mammon. Nowhere is this slavery more evident than in the blindness of greedy people to their own materialism. Notice that in Luke 12, Jesus says, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed." That is a remarkable statement. Think of another traditional sin that the Bible warns against, adultery. Jesus doesn't say, "Be careful you aren't committing adultery." He doesn't have to. When you're in bed with someone else's spouse, you know it. Halfway through, you don't say, "Oh, wait a minute, I think this is adultery." You know it is. Yet, even though it is clear that the world is filled with greed and materialism, almost no one thinks it is true of them. They are in denial. Can we look at Zacchaeus any longer and ask, how could he have betrayed and harmed so many people? How could he have been willing to be so hated? How could he have been so blinded by money to do all that and live like that? Zacchaeus is just one example of what Jesus has been teaching all through the book of Luke. Money is one of the most common counterfeit gods there is. When it takes hold of your heart, it blinds you to what is happening. It controls you through your anxieties and lusts, and it brings you to put it ahead of all other things. The beginnings of grace. Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." Luke 19:3-7. Zacchaeus was a short man, but why couldn't a short man stand on the road in front of the taller people? Obviously, the people would not give way to him. In response, Zacchaeus did a surprising thing. He climbed a tree. We must appreciate the significance of this. In traditional cultures, it was not freedom and rights that mattered, but honor and dignity. For any grown male to climb up into a tree would have invited enormous ridicule. Surely a person like Zacchaeus, who was already despised and a short man as well, would be more careful to act in a way that was fitting to a dignified personage. So why did he do it? Luke tells us he wanted to see who Jesus was.